इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। इन दिस सीजन वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग अ लॉट ऑफ मेजर इवेंट्स दैट हैपेंड इन द पोस्ट इंडिपेंडेंस इंडिया, इवेंट्स विच शेप्ड इंडिया इन सम सिग्निफिकेंट वे, इवेंट्स विच टर्न्ड आउट टू बी लैंडमार्क इन एवरी फील्ड। Now, usually when we discuss such things, we often overlook a very crucial aspect, which actually is, in a way, an indicator of the nation's progress, that is of public health. So today we discuss a very, very important achievement of India with reference to the public health scenario. The World Health Organization, the WHO, declared India as a polio-free country. The last case of polio was recorded in the late 2011, and since then there have been no new reported cases. For a country like India, socially, economically, linguistically, religiously diverse, it's no mean feat. How did we achieve this? What were the struggles? Now that we are declared polio-free, what does it mean? And can that polio-free tag stay forever? To discuss all this, I have with me a very special guest on my podcast, an international authority in the field of medical research, in the field of epidemiology, an ex-additional director of the ICMR, who also happens to be my father-in-law, Dr. Sanjay Mehendale.
Hi, Sneha. It's nice to be talking to you on this podcast.
So, hi and welcome, Pa, on Itihas. And before coming to India's story for winning the polio battle, we first want to know the story of polio vaccine itself. What are the major landmarks in the history of polio vaccine development?
You know, development of vaccine is always a very tough process. It usually requires decades for any vaccine to be developed against any kind of a disease. Just to tell you what happened in case of polio, it was Jonas Salk who started working on polio vaccine in 1948 and continued to work on that, discovered that he had to do something about all the three strains of polio that were existing. Otherwise, he won't be able to make much of an impact. And then gradually, it was more than 60 years ago that the largest clinical trial on the polio vaccine was completed in the US, and it was just main euphoria.
Okay.
You know, people were excited about it because polio was a problem even in the US at that time. And this was for the first time it was realized that something effective is going to happen which will be able to prevent occurrence of the disease.
Right.
So it was an introduction of a preventive vaccine. This was an injectable vaccine, by the way. Well, to make a vaccine generally applicable for the masses, it is much better to have an oral vaccine.
Right.
Because it reduces the cost. It also makes it operationally feasible and easy to implement a vaccine introduction. And hence, oral vaccination was always a dream. And eventually, Sabin's oral polio vaccine came in. And both of these vaccines in their own ways continue to play a very significant role in polio reduction all over the world.
And how did this vaccine get introduced in India?
Well, when the initial results of success of polio globally started coming in, generally, you know, all this, the medical scientists of the country and health program managers keep a track of what is happening all over the world.
Yes.
And when the successes of polio vaccine and elimination of polio started getting noticed, it was being considered important that we in India should also be considering that as an option.
Right.
You might be aware that there was something which was called as expanded program of immunization. Basically, you must understand there are two strategies in which vaccination is given for children and adults in India.
Okay.
There is something called as a platform on which the government offers vaccination against certain diseases, which is free of charge.
Right.
In addition, there are several vaccines which are also available, which people have to buy themselves and get themselves vaccinated.
Right.
So when we are talking about the government program like expanded program on immunization, it was in 1978 that this particular vaccine got introduced to all the children in the country. It covered nearly 40% of the infants by 1984.
Okay.
So we were gradually able to immunize more and more children, bring them under the vaccination cover. And wherein three doses of the oral polio vaccine were given to every child in the country. That was the plan. In 1985, this aim was broadened and was made more ambitious, I would say. And thus, it became a part of the universal immunization program.
Okay.
So, not only the expansion, but we targeted towards making it universal so that each and every child in the country would receive it. And this happened in 1985, and you know the story.
Right.
Since then, it has been given to every single child in the country.
Right. So, in this part, the Pulse Polio campaign must be one of the very major successful drives that must have helped the eradication of polio. So, what do you have to say about that?
There are two things which we have to keep in mind with respect to any vaccination. You know, there are a coverage of the vaccine program is critically important. If you are able to cover a large population at a comparatively tight time frame, in a tight time frame, I would say, and if the vaccine is pretty effective, then you are more likely to break the chain of transmission.
Okay.
This was the philosophy which was used to design the program, what's called as the Pulse Polio program.
Right.
The whole idea was, why can't we select 2 days every single year and try to immunize every single child less than 5 years of age by introducing 2 polio days spaced out at an interval of 1 month.
Right.
And then making an attempt to reach out to as many children as possible on that particular day, irrespective of the history of vaccination in the past.
Right.
That is what is called as Pulse Polio. So, this was a campaign which was launched by the government with a target to eliminate poliomyelitis from the country. And I did explain to you what it all meant. And the critical aspect here was that just by introducing this vaccination, it may not just be enough. We have to monitor for occurrence of new cases as well.
Right.
So, the government strengthened that aspect also considerably after introduction of Pulse Polio. And so, you know the story after that again.
Right.
So, it was Vellore in Tamil Nadu was the first Indian town to become polio free.
Okay.
And then the rest of the India adopted this strategy somewhere around 1995.
Right.
And as you you mentioned earlier, it was in 2011 that we became polio free.
So, in this whole battle against polio, we keep on hearing the names of bodies like the World Health Organization or the ICMR, the Indian Council for Medical Research. Now, what roles do these bodies play in a program such as polio eradication? And apart from the WHO or the ICMR, are there any other players as of now who are playing a significant role?
Yes, Neha, there are. You have to understand one thing. For a massive program to be implemented, lots of things are required. Somebody has to plan the program properly and to decide a strategy in a way this program can be implemented. There has to be an implementing body that has to do this kind of a work on a massive scale. And there has to be an evaluative body which should be keeping an eye as to what is happening.
Correct.
All around. So, very classically, I can describe that the policy-making body normally for the whole world as far as various health-related, public health and other health-related problems are concerned is World Health Organization.
Right.
It's an international body with representations from scientists and thinkers, philosophers, social scientists and all other basic scientists, clinicians all over the world. They keep thinking and coming out with different strategies against different health-related conditions.
Right.
And that's how new programs do come in for prevention and control of various diseases. So, mainly they are the policy-making bodies.
Right.
Or they suggest what are the best ways in which a disease can either be prevented or controlled.
Right.
Then there are bodies at the national level. Say like we do have, you must be aware that health is a state level subject as far as India is concerned.
Correct.
What that essentially means is the basic level of healthcare is the responsibility of the state. But the special programs, which we call as vertical programs or national health programs, they are implemented through the funds of directly the central government. So, it's a mixed bag of funds that just puts in money to implement various kinds of programs.
Right.
So, National Polio Elimination Program per se, I would say, was something which was steered by the central government.
Okay.
But all the basic level activities which were done for prevention and control of polio at the ground level, they were being taken care of the state government. So, that's how the government structure comes into the picture. And that's how various in the urban areas, these are the private and government hospitals, municipal dispensaries, the right. health posts that are important. Whereas in rural areas, it is the typical structure of district health hospitals, community health centers, and a primary health centers. That's how this, at all these levels, there are workers who are specifically trained and given specific tasks who will do various kinds of works. And so that is how the government gets involved. And a body like Indian Council of Medical Research that was involved in this whole effort in doing what is called as surveillance and epidemiological studies. So they were trying to track down whether the virus is circulating actively or not.
Hmm.
Whether the samples, water samples that are being collected from different sources, are they free of poliovirus?
Oh.
Because, you know, poliovirus affects us through the what we call as a fecal-oral route.
Right.
So it is fecal contamination of water
right.
which leads to occurrence of polio because the virus gets in the body through the alimentary canal or food tract
right.
and then gets settled and then eventually initiates the disease process here.
Hmm.
So the water has to be free of poliovirus
right.
basically. That's
right.
what is necessary. So ICMR was doing all this surveillance. They tried to look out for new cases along with in collaboration with the state governments. And that's how various players played a lot of important role. In addition to that, there are international agencies, bilateral agencies, and various philanthropic funds who also put in a lot of money or fund to support these activities at various levels.
Correct.
So agencies like CDC USA, Centers for Disease Control USA, then UNICEF, which is a very well-known body for health of children all over the world, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also put in lot of money and support to carry out various activities related to polio elimination.
So now that we have understood who exactly does what and also got a glimpse of the polio vaccine story, there are even more pressing questions like the possible hurdles in this extensive effort. Additionally, does once a polio-free nation mean always a polio-free nation? We'll discuss these two important aspects in the part 2 of this podcast, so stay tuned.